And a coach who knows about the Auburn Tigers is Bruce Pearl. Coach, good morning. Congratulations on a wonderful season.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate it.
Great having you on with us.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're probably not doing as well as you are these days, what with the 23-3 record and South Carolina trip coming up tomorrow. Let me ask you, as you look back, what's been special about this season besides the record?
Well, I think it's the kids. The fact that they've been so resilient, you know, so gritty. You know, we're undersized, but we play so big. The fact that they've worked so hard to get better. I just think the guys that returned have all, you know, worked on their games and worked on their bodies. Our strength and conditioning people have done a phenomenal job, you know, with their conditioning. You know, it's amazing, you know, to watch what they've done. And then the newcomers have come in, you know, brought a level of toughness, and they've just come in saying, okay, how can I help? You know, sometimes when you bring in recruits, you know, they want a parade, they want balloons, they want flowers. Here I am, get me the ball. And these guys, the four newcomers came in and said, okay, you know, let's get better. Let's play better defense. Let's rebound. What can I do to help?
Coach Joe Godfrey, I want to congratulate you on the 23-2 record and your 11-2. You got a two-game league. Lee, Bruce Pearl has to be, bar none, the NCAA Basketball Coach of the Year this year. With what he's done with this team, small, quick, and Lee, they play exciting basketball. When you watch them, they play without the post guy and they penetrate. They have they shoot the 3-point. And Coach, you've done a fantastic, fantastic job with this team, and hopefully you'll continue. But let me ask
you. You're doing your job. You know, you've done this for a long time, and so you're doing your job. In some years, you know, the performance and the results are better than others, and you know, it's just you know, for me, the thing that I'm just really proud about is that, you know, Auburn is such a wonderful place and such a great university, such a great town, and it's amazing how well we succeed in men's and women's sports across the board. But men's basketball wasn't holding up its end, and now, you know, we are, and that's one of the things that I'm really gratified by.
Coach, when I look at the schedule now, the top five teams, Auburn, Tennessee, Missouri, Florida, and Alabama, all five finish with 3 out of 5 on the road. How well was that plan for the SEC? Three out of five.
Well, yeah. You know, this league, bottom top, is as good as I think it's ever been. I don't know if it's as good top to bottom, but bottom top, there's not a better league in the country. You know, Vanderbilt right now is in last place. They can beat anybody in our league anywhere, home or on the road. And I just don't know that you can say that about any league, and say it looking somebody like right in the eye and look at them and say for real. And so, you know, for us, you look at our last five. We got to go on the road to South Carolina. We got to come home and play Alabama, a team that's as talented as anybody in the country. And then we got to go to Florida and Arkansas, and then we finish with South Carolina at home. So we're just going to take them one at a time. And the thing about the schedule, the way I've approached it with the team, is this schedule is going to help us continue. It's going to force us to get better. In other words, as we look at postseason, you know, this schedule is going to force us to be playing our best basketball, otherwise we will not win.
You know, Lee, one of the strengths of Auburn, the fact that they shoot that perimeter shot, and I'm watching a game with Kentucky the other night, and you could have been up 18, 20 points there early in the game if you had hit those threes, and you had open shots. But
yeah,
they don't quit. They just keep coming back at you.
Yeah, you know what, because, you know, we don't have a great inside attack, and so we do rely on the three ball. But when you are able to put four guys on the perimeter and you're able to, you know, be able to make the defense cover, it does open up the lane. Otherwise, if the lane's not open, then you're not guarding our shooters. And so you got to guard our shooters, which opens up the lane, which then lets you do some other things. And so we've got to be able to shoot it in order to win.
Lee, when you watch Auburn play too, and then when you watch the NBA today, Auburn's playing without post guy, and they keep that middle open. That's the way the NBA game is going today. They don't have post guys anymore. The post guys are going outside. And, Coach, when you guys go after that rebound, I mean, you go vigorously go after the rebound and many times out-rebound some of the bigger guys.
Yeah, well, we've survived on the boards in the league. You know, we've been out-rebounded most of the time, but not to the point where it's been like, well, Texas A&M out-rebounded us by 11, and that was a big factor in their win. but last against Kentucky in the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game, the front line of Mustafa Heron at 6'5", Deshaun Murray at 6'3", 6'4", and Anthony McLemore at 6'7", they were unbelievable on the front line rebounding the ball in the 2-3 zone. And every rebound was a man's rebound. They got 7 or 8 of them. And that was the difference in the game, the fact that we were able to hold Kentucky without a field goal the last 5 minutes of the game. And it's not just Kentucky's first-shot offense. Their first-shot offense is okay. It's their second and third-shot offense that's really good and high percentage.
Coach, you've
all right, Coach, we only got a few seconds left. I got to ask you, does everybody on the team have a green light to shoot the three?
No. I don't have the green light to shoot the three. My son, Stephen Pearl, doesn't have the green light. I would say, probably just Horace Spencer. Horace Spencer would probably be the only player, 8 out of 9. And let me tell you something, Horace will add that to his arsenal next season. He's getting closer. And when he does, then we'll have 5 guys out there, nine guys out there that can shoot.
Coach, I can't thank you enough. I know you got a trip coming to South Carolina. We're running out of time. I hope we can get a hold of you before the NCAA tournament. I'm really anxious to see where they seed you now. Good luck against the Gamecocks.
I appreciate that. And, guys, we're looking forward. We're going to bring our Auburn team down to Mobile in the next year or two. Promise.
Wonderful. That's correct. When? Oh, Joe, we got to follow up on that. That's good. All right. All right.